Hello. Hi. Welcome to the Gambling Files TLDR. Oh, we're very happy to have you here. I'd like you to meet my special friend, Fintan Costello. Say hi to Fintan.
Jesus, this is the most sinister thing I've ever heard, John. Are you okay, mate?
Oh, Fintan, so funny. We're joined today by two very special people. We're joined by Sharon Singleton and Ros Wade from AG Brief. Say hi to them.
Hi, John. Hello. Hi, Fintan.
Thanks for not hanging up, guys. Really appreciate it.
We tuned into the wrong podcast here, but no.
In all seriousness, though, we are joined by Ros and Sharon, our returning Asia experts as they are in all things Asia. The A in AG Brief is Asia, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
There, get me. See, I'm the expert on all things expert. So we are talking today about things that are happening in Goa. Can somebody bring me up to date, please?
Yes, so I'll step in there, shall I, and just give you a quick overview of what's been happening there. Recently, the casinos, as you know, have all been closed because of COVID, and as a result, they're losing quite a lot of money, the six floating casinos. So they are all now getting together and asking for a waiver in this year's licensing fees. But one of the other bigger issues there is the fact that a ban on locals entering the casinos is actually now in force, although without any proper legislation to back that up.
Well, super. Unfortunately, that's all we've got time for. I'm just kidding. But if you would like to hear more on this, then please join us for the Gambling Files RTFM, the deeper dive, where Ros and Sharon will be talking more.
I'm now absolutely delighted to welcome one of my personal heroes, Ori Wise, who is founder of XL Media and also founder of Team Odeon. XL needs absolutely no introduction as one of the power affiliates in the industry and one of the leaders and pioneers. And who? You never heard of them? Well, look, I'll tell you what, let's hand over to Ori. Ori, welcome. How are you doing today?
Hey, thanks for having me, guys. I appreciate it. I'm going to have to debrief John, though, about what we're doing.
I'm sorry about that. You try and train him up. You bring him out. You give him a microphone, and then he just embarrasses me in front of a hero. And like,
Dave. Who's the organ grinder here?
Look, I'm trying my best. So, Ori, look, one of the big topics I want to talk to you today. As a lot of people know, I work as an affiliate, so I've got huge appreciation for what you've done in the past. What's really blown my mind, kind of when I'm sitting here, kind of looking at all the things I'm worrying about, is how not only was the XL Media IPO groundbreaking from a personal perspective, I think it was just like, wow, affiliates can be real big companies and a real proper business. Not just something in your bedroom. But I think the older I've got, the more appreciation I've got for like just the sheer amount of paperwork and bullshit you must have gone through to make that happen. How did you manage it?
Well, first of all, yeah, the sheer amount of paperwork is pretty astonishing. I got to say, by the way, on a personal level, it's the first time today somebody's called me their personal hero. So I'm obviously, you know, I'm completely flabbergasted by that. But I'll say like the journey was a bumpy. It was a bumpy and interesting one because it's something I always mention. A lot of people ask me like, how was the IPO process? And I was definitely, you know, I was running it. I was very much involved in it. But it originally wasn't my idea. It was private equity that was invested in us a bit before the IPO. And the first thing anyone should consider when they're looking into this is you got to have people around you that have done it before. Because if somebody would give me like the checklist, you've seen these stuff, right? You fill in application form for some license or something. You get like this unbelievably long checklist of things you have no idea what they are. So imagine that times like 100, right? That's pretty much the IPO list. And I was blessed to have a CFO that has done it before, a general counsel has done it before, and a bunch of bankers that really, you know, they kind of guide you through the process. But without those people around, it would distract you to a point where you'll think, is this actually worth it?
Brilliant. So we're going to leave everyone on a cliffhanger because we're going to dig more into this. So please join us on the longer episode, TLDR, and you can hear more from me and Ori and maybe John if he's not eating cheese.
The longer episode is RTFM.
Oh, I got it the wrong way around. Yeah, that one. That
but
one.
That's okay. I did just want to chip in here and say that Ori Finton sets a very low bar for his heroes. And see you on the next episode.